I'm going to do that right now.
Do it.
I know that makes me remiss as my duties as a host, but I want to hear this.
No, it's not remiss at all. We just cut this bit out of the final edit, that's all. I say we.
Another gaming podcast. Retro Gaming Roundup can help you enjoy a more satisfying podcast experience. Seek medical attention if your favorite retro gaming podcast lasts longer than $5.
Supesu in beta.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
You'll be here tomorrow.
So, yeah, I actually will.
Calm yourself, Michael.
I do love this game.
We're in for a rehash of the Bratman Circuit Girl debacle.
You know what? If we wouldn't have stopped him, I wonder how long this would have went. I
mean, that was literally the finish of it. You rudely interrupted like the wrap of sentence.
Man, I was just like, I'm just thinking to myself, what top 10 were we even doing now? I'm just totally lost.
The worst case scenario is I jump on SoCal 7 and two sevens make it a 7. It's going in 7. Biatch.
Yeah. Holy fuck, holy man. I mean, that was the shit.
You guys blow my mind sometimes.
All right, let's see here.
Let's have a look inside the book. Let's open the book and look.
You're saying you're going to get a tattoo?
Dude, if you two fuckers do, I will. Woohoo! So,
well, there you go.
Get a tattoo of a fucking space invader, you prick.
What like a bird over for a shagging?
All right, Cocker, ask getting a bird for us. Ask getting a bird as will let me do out. Bring back caps. There's not enough caps in the world.
When they were making the original Dragon's Lair, they didn't consult us on it, and it turned out fucking spectacular. And he says, "Dear Gorilla, Stoner, and Silver Fox."
Got one here from Mail Delivery Subsystem. The little rat thing just died. Damn nature, you scary.
Hey, the gray haired rapist. And we should do a Kickstarter for this.
Yeah, we should. Do we just keep everyone's money, or do we actually do it?
Back to news. I want to pick up a couple here that I've been looking at while we've been hearing that story for the last hour. Can anybody remember what I was a whore for?
Yeah. No.
It's a Pere de Osti. I don't know where we got this, but we got it someplace.
I don't think this is correct, but the girth is somewhat lacking.
I look very European, I must say.
You see, there
dude, shut this fucking shit off. I'm getting tired.
Keep going, big boy.
I didn't leave anybody out.
I mean, you're up for it. You're up for it until she answers the phone. And then,
yeah, I'd hang up on
as soon
that
as she answers the phone,
like, "Hi, honey, do you want her to come over?"
No, it's okay. Thanks, forget it. I'll just have a wank. I'm good.